He was a great believer in working cooperatively, and I'm pretty sure a lot of that just came from being a pioneer, because if the pioneers weren't helping each other, they couldn't survive. The life was just too tough. But he took it one step farther and did become a real active participant in building all sorts of retail co-ops and credit unions, and actively working with Saskatchewan Wheat Pool. And he ended up receiving an award here in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan used to have a Department of Cooperation, and he won an award in the builder category of co-ops in Saskatchewan. So he is recognized provincially as someone who had a lot to do with that. He did relate all the stories about, going to the line elevators, or the private elevators, and being told that no, they didn't have any room for number one grain. But if they would take a number two or a number three for it, they had lots of room. And it was just another way to for the grain companies to make a little extra cash from each farmer. And when those farmers were delivering with horses and wagons, there was just no way they were going to turn around and take that grain home after a half a day's trip into the nearest elevator. And there were all sorts of other scales about abuses of or other stories about abuses of the scales, the companies not treating farmers fairly when it came to weighing grain or taking dockage from grain and all that kind of thing. These were the things that were happening in the countryside when he was starting farming, and which led to the creation of the Canadian Grain Commission through the Manitoba Grain Act in about 19. I think that was 1908, which led to the creation of the Canadian Grain Commission, which was there created to introduce some fairness into the system so that farmers were being treated fairly and had some recourse if they thought they weren't.